Hello, hello, hello!
Hello, Gdansk, it's 11:05 and we are still here for another, yeah, a little while longer, yeah, don't worry.
Kolejna godzina z Good Morning Gdańsk. Ci, którzy dopiero teraz dołączają, powinni wiedzieć, że jesteśmy już od 10:00 w radiu cyfrowym dzięki technologii DAB+.
Exactly, thanks to the technology we are here from 10 o'clock in the morning and of course you can get us on DAB by just going to our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdańsk. Everybody has Facebook these days, come on, you can get it very easily.
No więc właśnie, ale w razie czego, po drugiej stronie jest Chris Farman.
And Ewelina Potocka.
Witajcie bardzo serdecznie. Deszcz się dzisiaj nie liczy, no matter the weather.
No matter the weather. The weather is horrendous, people. Absolutely horrendous. Do not look out of your windows.
Ale my jesteśmy jak słoneczka, shiny people, you know.
Exactly. Just smile. This is all you gotta do. Just smile to your colleagues.
Dokładnie.
Ask them how they're doing today. Actually use the phrase, jak się masz? Why
Kochanie,
not?
Jak się masz?
This is not used very often in Poland.
It's a very, very famous song. Kochanie, jak się masz? Yeah, baby, sugar.
I listen to it every single morning. Every morning.
No, widzisz, you can always call me and I will sing it for you. Kochanie,
now,
jak się masz?
Today actually is a very, very important day for all of us, which we don't even realize, to
because
be honest.
Because we are there, it's Friday.
It's not for that reason. Oh. Today is actually World Telecommunications Day. And I know that sounds really boring. The title sounds, yeah, quite not very
but
interesting.
But it's not.
No, it's not, because actually we take this for granted every single day. Like, how many messages do you send per day?
Nie mam pojęcia. To już jest tak bardzo poza mną. When I wake up, I grab my phone, I check the news, I check Facebook,
yeah.
I check Instagram.
Exactly.
I chat with Chris Farman.
You do indeed. Me messaging you 5 minutes before the show. Where are you?
Tak, to jest najbardziej stresujące. Or in the morning, 6:30. Ping, ping. A news. Ja od razu wiem, to jest Chris Farman, który pisze, tak, pisze do mnie.
I'm an early person. I like to get up early. But basically, the main goal of World Telecommunications Day is to highlight the importance of communication and how basically the information travels across the world. And basically how the information and the communication plays a critical role in our lives now to,
tak,
you know,
zgadza się.
Stimulate the development of, yeah, technologies and different things like this. Like, I don't even want to know how many messages I send per day. It's a crazy amount. I would say at least, what, 150, 150, 200
na pewno,
messages a
na
day?
Pewno. And even when you take a selfie, when you take a picture, previously, gdy mieliśmy tak zwane analogowe aparaty, to robiło się jedno zdjęcie, maksymalnie dwa. A dzisiaj, I used to take a selfie because I needed like for a new card here for the radio. I byłam w szoku, że zrobiłam około 50 selfie, by dobrze wyglądać.
Yes.
Szok.
There's an application now actually with the selfies. If you do take too many selfies, there's an application which cleans up your photo album. I have like over 7,000 photos on my phone. Probably
selfies.
At least 3,000 of them are selfies. No, I'm joking. I hope not. But we will get back to the Telecommunications Day very soon after Craig David,
no
7
właśnie,
days.
No właśnie, pogramy wam dzisiaj taką pozytywną muzykę, zresztą jak zawsze.
We're on day number 5, Friday.
Told me she loved to unfold me all night long. Ooh, I love the way she it from the front to the back, flipped it. And I, oh, I, yeah, hope that you care, 'cause I'm a man, I'll always be there. I'm not a man to play around, baby, 'cause a one night stand isn't really fair. From the first impression, girl, you don't seem to be like that, 'cause there's no need to check, for there'll be plenty of time for that. From the subway to my home, and it's ringing off my phone. When you're feeling all alone, all you gotta do is just call me, call me.
Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday, we were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday, we were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday.
Międzynarodowy Dzień Telekomunikacji albo Światowy Dzień Społeczeństwa Informacyjnego. Tak nazywają się te święta, te dni wyjątkowo wyróżnione. No i właśnie, napisała do nas Marta i to jest bardzo ciekawe. Nice to hear you, your postwoman, Marta.
Lovely day for my work, not.
No właśnie.
I would hate this. This is the only problem about being a post office worker, basically, is the fact that, you know, sunny days in the summer, fantastic.
Tak.
But on days like this, she must hate getting out of bed.
Albo jak gdy jest wiatr, to też jest bardzo nieprzyjemne. I used to have a friend, I still have this friend. Completely intelligent man, like a fantastic man. And he is also a postman, jest listonoszem, because he said, I love talking to people. Uwielbiam listening to their stories.
Aha.
Uwielbiam po prostu tą interakcję. Kocha absolutnie swoją pracę. Mógłby pracować w najlepszych korporacjach, gdziekolwiek być dyrektorem, ale but he wants to be the listonosz.
Okay, but
incredible.
Actually, do you still have this, and of course, Marta, you can let us know, do you still have this interaction these days? Because obviously most people are at work when the post is delivered. So I remember when I was a kid, for example, yeah, the postman, we used to have a very good relationship with the postman, and of course, come Christmas.
Dzień dobry, zawsze
yeah,
tak.
And come Christmas, we used to give him like little gifts, for example, like as like, okay, thank you for bringing us our mail
właśnie
every single day of the year. But yeah, Marta, let us know actually, do you still get interaction with your customers, or well, customers, or what would you call them?
Mieszkańcy okay. bloków, dzielnicy, w których pracujesz, no właśnie. Czy dziś jeszcze ludzie są tacy otwarci? Because we get closed, jakby to powiedzieć, zamykamy
yeah.
się, prawda?
100%.
You barely know your neighbors. Sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
W miejscu, gdzie mieszkasz. Nie znasz swoich sąsiadów. No właśnie, nie wiesz, komu mówisz dzień dobry. Co chwilę się zmieniają, mieszkania są wynajmowane. I nagle tutaj listonosz. No właśnie. Czy ten listonosz jest ciągle tą osobą taką serdeczną i miłą, tą taką stałą, powiedzmy, w tym zmieniającym się świecie?
And this is exactly. Just saying dzień dobry does not class you to have like a good relationship with this person, you know? Even when they're your neighbor. For example, my neighbor. Yeah, my neighbor downstairs, we get on very well. But next door to me, normally it's just dzień dobry. You know, it's like, it's nothing really, it's very artificial, kind of materialistic. Yeah, it's nothing really too important. And of course, I find another big thing these days is like social media friends. You know, people who just want to stay in contact with you.
No, to już jest w ogóle artificial.
Yeah,
artificial na maksa, powiedziałem.
Yeah. I absolutely hate this. People who just want to stay friends over, say, social media or through messages. And it's like, What's the point? I don't have time to sit here and text you all the time.
I saw a meme. Widziałam takiego meme, you have a birthday. And yep. like this random friend from Facebook texts you and oh, happy birthday. And then you say like, thank you. And then he asks you, huh, what's up? And then you answer, you really don't need to do that. You really don't need to ask. Happy birthday is enough. Thanks.
And this is trashy because very often on Facebook, obviously you get the notifications to say, oh, it's this person's birthday. And if it's a person who I knew from the past, I'm always like, okay, I need to send happy birthday, yeah? Even though I haven't spoke to them for the whole year, but I still feel the need to send them happy birthday.
Ja się zawsze zastanawiam, czy gdyby Facebook nie podpowiadał, że dziś są urodziny twojej koleżanki albo twojego kolegi, czy ty byś pamiętał? Would you remember that that's the day of his birthday?
No, of course not.
Of course, byś pamiętał tylko o swoich closest friends.
Yeah, Facebook even tells me when my mum and dad's birthday is.
So?
I wouldn't remember, no. I know my sisters, that's about it, to be honest.
But taki syn.
It is World Telecommunication Day, and actually, we just want to know kind of how you see the technology and how communication will affect your life in the future, actually, because it's only advancing, and I've got some examples for the advancements very soon coming up next. But yeah, it's quite crazy how it's advancing. If you remember a few years ago, let's say 10, 12 years ago, I remember when I was a kid, we never used to really use mobile phones. We used to just go knock on my friend's door, say, oh, you know, is George home? You know?
No więc właśnie, albo mamo, yeah. Rzuć picie, to zawsze tak było. Co tam?
So let us know on 603-060606 how telecommunication is going to affect your life in the future.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hammer, you on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, come close side. In the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters. Mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off. But go off and get shit sharp. And you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
to jest taki dobry utwór, Getting Jiggy With
Getting
It.
Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith, people.
To jest szkoła podstawowa u mnie i disco, in disco, discos in my primary school and Getting Jiggy With It.
Now we know how old you are. And Will Smith, of course, has a new film coming out on the 24th of May. It will be the premiere and it is Aladdin. A classic, a Disney classic, Aladdin.
Completely, tak. Yeah. And he will play the...
He will play the genie.
Genie in a bottle.
Yeah, and actually it was his... It was his son who actually convinced him to do this role.
No, on, niesamowita ta charakteryzacja. Yeah. Oczywiście to jest dużo efektów komputerowych, but he really looks like a prawdziwy genie.
Of course, and it's a real kind of comedy as well, so it should be good. Should be good. I recommend going to see it. Now, how do you know it's Friday? Well, according to Piotr from Gdynia, Friday is only when he hears Polish and English mix, and he is loving it.
Jak dobrze was słyszeć, napisał do nas Piotr. Dzięki, my też lubimy siebie słyszeć, ale bardziej lubimy do was mówić.
And of course, Marta has responded. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
So, this is what she does. She loves people, she always talks to people and gives sweets to children. Okay, bit strange, but okay. No, that's absolutely fine. She's always smiling, but she works where? In
w Żukowie, Pępowie.
Where
so,
is that?
It's Kaszuby. Not so far away from Gdańsk.
Kaszubi?
Tak, no
she's listening to us in Kaszubi?
No of course, przecież całe Pomorze.
I didn't know Radio Gdańsk went so far.
Oh, Chris Farmer, and now when we are on DAB, you can even listen us in Hastings,
you
man.
You can indeed, I know.
Wyobraź sobie, że your family actually,
they do listen. They do listen.
See?
Yeah, my sister, yeah, she lets me know she listens every single morning.
A więc Żukowo, Pępowo, pozdrawiamy bardzo serdecznie. Zawsze jestem uśmiechnięta, więc i ludzie to odwzajemniają. Wszyscy lubią porozmawiać, ale nie ukrywam, że my listonosze jesteśmy zawaleni robotą i mamy mało czasu. So she's like snowed under with work, Martha, and she doesn't have a lot of time, but still, you know, having time like for a short chat, fantastycznie pani Marto. Yeah. Bardzo panią lubimy i pozdrawiamy. Życzymy samych pozytywnych dni.
Well done, Martha, well done. But no, I think that's exactly what work is about. Like, my work as well, all I do is talk. I talk for a living.
See?
It's fantastic.
To jest fantastyczne.
It's fantastic. Now, it is Telecommunications Day.
Właśnie.
And of course, we was asking you how you believe everything's going to change in the future. Do you know what? I had a student yesterday, I believe this was.
Ale to nie ten student, który ci renovating your flat. This is
no, no, different student.
Okay, bo Chris ma różnych swoich uczniów i studentów i każda osoba jest odpowiedzialna za coś innego. Na przykład one of do your washing, inna sprząta ci mieszkanie, druga dekoruje ci mieszkanie, tak, następna robi ci zakupy.
I only have fantastic students. But actually, this student, her boyfriend's family are actually, I don't know what you call these people, but they're the people who organize the funeral for when you die.
Mm-hmm.
I
dom pogrzebowy prowadzą, like something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And basically, she told me there's a funeral magazine. Yeah, there's actually a magazine, like a monthly subscription magazine about funerals. And she was shocked about how the technology is advancing.
No.
So a new one is actually on your tombstone. There's going to be, or there can be, a QR code. You know, like the QR codes you scan with your phone?
Code QR.
Yeah, you know it, yes?
Tak,
exactly.
No, kody, mm-hmm,
you damy. Scan the code on your tombstone, and actually it will tell you everything about the person who's basically buried beneath your feet. Yeah.
Czyli co, nie ma nagrobek i na nagrobku name and
there
the date of
need to be. No, just a QR code, you scan the QR code and it tells you everything about the person.
To jest znak przyszłości, moi drodzy. Nie radiocyfrowy NDAB, but this kod QR,
yeah,
który masz na trumnie, on a coffin or...
Maybe not on the coffin, but on the tombstone, yes.
Na nagrobku.
Exactly. So, yeah, quite interesting. It just shows you, like, technology. Wow, this is crazy.
But do you know, like, years and years and years ago, this was one of the first series, seriale oczywiście się zmieniają, dzisiaj mamy różne platformy, ale jeden z takich pierwszych długich serialów to było Six Feet Under.
You know this? I remember this. This is British, yes?
No, this is American.
Not?
And they were also about, mieli właśnie dom pogrzebowy, a family like a mourning house, they were like a whole family like dealing with the dead and with all the... wspaniały serial, cudowny serial. What a one of my...
This was a while ago though, yes? This was
tak,
a few
tak,
years
tak,
ago.
Tak, yeah. Oczywiście, to już było z 15 wow. lat temu, jak nie więcej, ale Six Feet Under, 6 stóp pod ziemią, wspaniały serial. If you want, I have the whole box.
Okay, like, okay. In Polish or English?
In English, oh, in the wow. original. I'm a true okay. fan of Six Feet Under, so okay. you can
Very quick
write
question.
Me at 6:30.
6:30 in the morning, I want to see the episodes. Yes, of course, mm-hmm. why not? Okay, up next we have Human Rag & Bone.
Oh, Human.
Human. Only Human.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heavens above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Don't ask my opinion, don't ask me to lie, and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heavens above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I made mistakes. I'm only human. All it takes to put the pain on me. Don't put the blame on me. 'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
It's almost 11:30 and here's the headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk English Service.
The headlines. Good morning. An EU court has ruled that the European Commission incorrectly classified a Polish progressive retail tax as state aid, according to reports. Poland's ambassador to Israel has been spat at while sitting in his car in Tel Aviv, according to Israeli police. The Polish Central Bank's rate-setting Monetary Policy Council has left interest rates unchanged this week. A Gdansk-based software company has been launched on the Warsaw Stock Exchange in the largest stock launch in history for a gaming company. And Gdansk Airport has been named as the best airport in emerging Europe and fifth best in the world, according to a new survey. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Gdansk!
Thank you.
It's 11:33. Hello, Gdansk. It is not such a nice day, but Marta is still with us. She's just walking the streets, posting mail,
and
smiling away.
Dokładnie. I ludzie, co ta kobieta się tak uśmiecha? A Marta wędruje sobie ze swoją torbą pełną listów i śmieje się. Pozdrawiamy, ale nie tylko hello Gdańsk, ale hello Żukowo, hello Pępowo, hello Hastings.
Hello world.
Właśnie. Przypominamy, od 10 jesteśmy DAB+. To jest technologia, dzięki której możecie słuchać nas jeszcze więcej, jeszcze dłużej i jeszcze bardziej się uśmiechać i szerzej się uśmiechać. Mateusz, ale numer już piątek, to szok, ty cały tydzień w pracy, tak. The whole week at work.
It goes, honestly, the week goes so quickly. Like
freaking quickly.
Now, obviously, telecommunications. Obviously, we're talking about the future and what the future will bring for telecommunications.
You never know.
In Malaysia, it's legally allowed to divorce with your partner via text message.
No nie, bez jaj.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how this works. I have not got a clue how this works.
Czyli co, piszesz, rozwodzę się z tobą, pa?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But yeah, in Malaysia, it's allowed to legally divorce your partner.
Never do this. Never split with your partner. Never leave your partner through SMS. To jest najgorsze. Zostawił
you,
mnie przez...
You've never done it? Really?
Nie.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
And you?
Anyway, next.
So I'm not proud of you, Chris, but never do this. To jest naprawdę najgorzej.
But actually, interesting fact. It took, for the first phone line, obviously, you remember like back in the day when we had the home phones at home?
Oczywiście, że tak. Yeah. I remember even our telephone number.
Really?
Tak.
What? Now, thinking about it, I remember mine. 721-912. Wow.
See?
Yeah.
See? 556-6592, something like this.
Unbelievable.
Tak.
How is... Yeah.
Tak, to właśnie jest. To jest dokładnie tak samo jak remember with the lyrics. Songs, lyrics.
Yeah. Very true.
Albo jakieś wierszyki z dzieciństwa. You remember, stoi na stacji lokomotywa,
but
ciężka ogromna i pod niej spływa tłusta oliwa.
Do you remember your first mobile phone number?
A poczekaj.
A little bit too long, I think.
Maybe. No tutaj trzeba by było odgrzebać w pamięci.
Well, anyway, with the home telephone line, actually, obviously, when we had the home telephone lines, we had the wires, which went across the whole country, yep. And the first phone line was actually from New York to San Francisco, and this was 14,000 miles of telephone line. Mm-hmm. And it took 1 year to complete. And yeah, and actually the longest one is 16,800 miles, and that connects Japan to United Kingdom. And this phone line can carry 600,000 calls at any one time.
Wow, but look, yeah. Popatrz na tą technologię, jakie to było wszystko przemyślane, prawda? Tyle tysięcy kilometrów, yeah, to connect Japan and Great Britain. Przecież ile to jest
That's
kilometrów?
Absolutely insane.
Fantastyczne.
And I bet you cannot guess the first text message that was ever sent. The first, the absolute
Poczekaj,
first text
kiedyś
message.
O tym czytałam, but I don't remember.
No? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas was the first text message ever sent.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Jeśli chodzi o Polaków i dostęp do internetu, a właściwie może nie dostęp, but people in Poland using internet last year, w 2018 roku, to było 77.5%. So almost 78% of Polish people, they use internet regularly. Yeah. So,
but it kind of makes me wonder, the other like 20-25%, what are they doing? What are they doing?
Meeting people. Tak, rozmawiają z ludźmi. Na ulicy zagadują, podają dłoni na przykład.
But could you honestly...
Reading newspapers like traditional.
And honestly, I've only seen this. When I walk into the radio station here, I see the other journalists reading newspapers. I'm like, nobody does this anymore.
A jednak...
Nobody. It's
Są takie dinozaury, które czytają jeszcze gazetę papierową, wyobraź sobie.
I was like, guys, we have the internet, all the news is on the internet, but you're still reading a newspaper? A little bit strange,
I
but
like
maybe...
to read a newspaper. You don't like me, like
no,
touch.
It makes
touch.
All your fingers black and
Czyścioszek się odezwał.
I know I'm a princess, what can I say?
No właśnie, francuski piesek, like a French doggy. Okay, let's play a song. Muszę pocieszyć Chrisa, bo to zaraz się załamie.
I've been
It's Friday. Let us know what you're doing this morning on 603-06-06-06.
Yucky morning. It's almost the afternoon.
It's almost there. Oh, we still got a few more minutes. A few more minutes until the afternoon. Friday is nearly over. The working day is nearly over. So you
właśnie,
should be excited.
Właśnie. Ludzie, cieszymy się z okazji piąteczka. Piąteczku. Piąteczku.
How do you have so many different words for Friday? I don't understand how
po prostu język polski jest plastyczny and you should learn Polish.
How can you learn Polish when like Friday has three different ways of saying it?
No więc właśnie, no więc właśnie, challenge yourself. Dobra, jeśli chodzi o internet, bo dziś przypominamy, mamy Światowy Dzień Społeczeństwa Informacyjnego. No nie da się uciec od nowych technologii i dobrze, że one oczywiście funkcjonują. Tak jak powiedzieliśmy, w Polsce 75% według statystyk jest, 78% Polaków korzysta z internetu w naszym pięknym kraju, ale są takie kraje, there are countries where internet is actually something special, something extraordinary i powiedziałabym właśnie extraordinary. This is a good word, I think.
Extraordinary, yes. Tak. This was you when I first met you. You was extraordinary. Don't know if it's positive or negative.
Tak?
No, I'm joking.
No więc te kraje oczywiście to są Chiny. To tutaj mamy taki specyficzny internet. Specific kind of internet in China. Of course, mamy tam cenzurę, więc taki oficjalny internet jest okrojony, ale there are ways, ponieważ oczywiście w Chinach, no Chiny robią biznesy, światowe biznesy, stają się taką biznesową potęgą Chiny, no więc musi być dostęp do internetu dla zagranicznych przedsiębiorców, którzy na przykład ze Stanów, z Europy przyjeżdżają. Więc oni mogą za pomocą VPN-u łączyć się na przykład z internetem z Singapuru albo z Hongkongu i dzięki temu mają dostęp do światowego internetu. Ale jest też taki kraj jak North Korea.
North Korea, this is a strange one. Come on, North Korea, they are very, very, not even specific, just downright
It's hard to believe,
wrong,
I have
yeah,
to say. It's hard to believe.
I would love to see it, purely because I don't believe it. But as you were saying about the internet in North Korea, how many sites do they have roughly?
No, w Korei Północnej 28 stron internetowych, yeah. 28 witryn, 28 webs.
But if we think about this, to be honest, I probably use what, about 3 websites? Facebook, Google, and Radio Gdansk.
Really? And the fourth? Dobra, nie będę ci tak prześwietlać.
Evelina with her nasty mind over there.
No więc 28 witryn, jeśli chodzi o Koreę Północną. No i cóż, i wszystkie 28 stron tak naprawdę Kim Jong-un tam rządzi, tak? He is there.
But, for example, you have, like, Donald Trump meeting with him, and I do not understand, like, I don't think I could possibly meet with a person like this. Like, for example, when was it? A year ago or something like this, a journalist went to North Korea. Okay, first of all, this journalist was insane for even going to North Korea. I know he wants to do his job to, like, a very good level, but going to North Korea? Hell no. I just would not do that. And obviously he got put in prison for taking down a poster.
Taking down a poster,
and I think he wanted to take it home with him.
Tak, była taka słynna sprawa. And now he's actually gone.
He's dead actually. Just
tak, purely... Był przetrzymywany w więzieniu przez bardzo długi czas. Właściwie to torturowany chyba.
Probably, yes, beaten, tortured. It's insane, absolutely insane. I don't know. But even like South Korea, lots of people go to South Korea and they think it's a fantastic place to visit. However, I just don't know. It's so close to North Korea. I don't know if I'd want to go.
And see how crazy this is. This is just a border. Masz tylko granicę. Yeah. Granicę, tak? Która rozdziela świat niesamowicie technologiczny, nowoczesny. Też zwariowany przecież Korea Południowa. To też jest wariactwo na wielu różnych polach. I z drugiej strony masz North Korea, which is completely closed. To jest like in a bubble. To jest like trochę taki bańce mydlany.
With the border to North Korea, or as though I've heard, getting into North Korea is no problem whatsoever. Getting out is the problem.
No, więc właśnie.
So, no, it's a bit crazy. We have Agatha here talking about her first phone, and she has the same phone number since 2001. She hasn't changed it, and she also remembers her first phone, which was a foldable Motorola.
Oh,
wow. 2001, Motorola. The same phone number? So many people must have your phone number by now. That's, I don't know.
My first one was Ericsson. To jeszcze było Ericsson. Później był chyba Sony Ericsson, tak? Czy najpierw było? W każdym razie cegła taka. Like
some big thing.
Tak, oczywiście
took up
z antenką.
Your whole handbag.
Z antenką.
You probably bought a separate handbag for this, yeah? Just to carry around.
Nie, aż tak źle nie było, ale pamiętam my neighbor. We used to live in a Zaspa, in one of, you know Zaspa, chyba
of
Gdańsku.
Of course I know Zaspa.
No.
Yeah.
So he was, I think in the 90s, in the middle of the 90s, he was the first one w naszym bloku who had a phone. And to było naprawdę like a brick, to była taka wielka cegła. I on był tak bardzo dumny, ten nasz sąsiad, właśnie z tego telefonu, że gdy wychodził z samochodu, to tak pokazywał, you know, like showing off.
Just, holding it up with two hands.
What is he carrying, you know, wtedy... Nie mieliśmy klu, but then
but could you
nie
buy
mieliśmy
it?
Klu, co ja gadam?
Could you actually buy this in Poland, or he had to get this imported
from abroad? No, mógł, to była Centertel taka firma, to chyba było to.
Okay, but I guess it was quite expensive, yes?
It was, of course. Right. So, nasz biznesman z bloku.
Same price as a Mercedes.
No, prawie. 603-06-06-06, pogramy teraz trochę łagodniej na naszej playliście Baltazar.
Friday late night, there it is. The soft touch of your hand. I wonder, could I taste the difference? Now I'm no longer in the man, and I don't see it clearly. Must have had too much, but I don't want it another way. See, I must be losing touch. If you see me with another, another one who's in my arms, just remember not to bother. Again, and if you catch me with another one that's been around, whatever you may think of it, I could never let you down again. It's all about trust. Saturday smooth injuries. We had it coming soon. I wonder, could I hear the difference now that you've changed the tune? I rambled on so anyway. Or can we call it quits? And is this what I need to take away? This checklist in my mind. So if you see me with another, another one who's in my arms, just remember not to bother. I'm never gonna let you down again. And if you catch me with another, another one that's been around, whatever you may think of it, I can never let you down again. It's all about trust.
Take it away, Evelina. Adrian just started his preps for tomorrow's trip to Warsaw for the Speedway Grand Prix.
Ale w sensie, że Adrian będzie się ścigał, czy w sensie, że Adrian będzie oglądał? 600-306-0606, Adrian może napisać.
Have you been to Speedway?
Chyba tak, chyba
yeah,
tak.
I've been a few times. It's
tak,
pretty cool.
Tak, bardzo, no bardzo.
Only, like, for me, the excitement is, of course, with all Formula One racing. No, I know it sounds bad, but when somebody crashes, you know, this is the excitement. Come on, it's the excitement. You don't watch Formula One. You don't watch them go around a track for 90 laps, just around and around and around, without a crash. Like, this
You're
is
right.
The, yeah, exactly,
You're right.
Exactly.
That's the point. Iza ma niezmiernie numer komórkowy od roku 2000. Mój pierwszy telefon komórkowy, srebrne Mitsubishi. Okej. Okay. A Marzena też ma rok 2000, to był ten rok, gdy pierwszy raz miała telefon komórkowy i Nokia 3360. Nokia.
Oh, Nokia.
To były telefony.
Another interesting fact from Nokia, I'm full of facts today. The Nokia ringtone for the SMS is actually Morse code for SMS. Yeah, the sound.
A tak,
yeah,
tak,
it's actually
tak,
the Morse
tak,
code
tak,
SMS.
Kod Morsa. Jen, Nokia 336, ludzie, co to był za telefon? I zawsze w wężyka się przecież grały. You know, playing the snake?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
I remember
to
yeah.
Był czas. And you know, a ja jeszcze mam newsa also.
I love how excited that was. Okay, yes, tell me.
Tak, to jest bardzo ważny news. Bez tego newsa, you can't live without this.
Okay, go on.
Tamagotchi will be back.
No.
Naprawdę,
really?
Tak, bardzo takie updated.
Wow.
Tamagotchi will be back. And you will also have like a special application. So actually when we both have the Tamagotchis, our Tamagotchis,
okay.
So our Tamagotchis can also be friends.
Why are you thinking that I'm also going to have a Tamagotchi?
Tak jakoś mi wyglądasz na tego.
So basically I can leave my...
Because you used to have a Furby.
So I can leave my Tamagotchi at home and I can monitor him from my application.
Trochę tak.
I can feed him from work.
Tak, but the okay. Most important thing is they can be friends.
Okay. Wow. Evelina and her simple
tak.
Life.
Zupełnie go to nie podnieciło w żaden sposób. Taki news.
Now, very quickly, I was saying earlier about how Gdansk has some really interesting stuff going on, and this weekend actually, tomorrow at 8 p.m. in Sopot, we have a UV color run. Yeah, you know we have the color run normally during the day. This one is at night. It's a UV color run. So you just splash loads of UV paint around you, over you, and you just run and they throw paint and it's all UV. And I think after that, you just hit the club, I guess. Yeah.
A co innego.
It's really cool, actually.
So at 8 tomorrow in Sopot, tak?
8 p.m. tomorrow in Sopot. Yeah, definitely. It's tickets are 95 swati, but I think you can get them a little bit cheaper if you order online. But yeah, definitely, really cool actually.
No proszę, no dobrze, czyli jutro się rzucamy woreczkami i tam takimi różnymi proszkiem takim.
O. Now we are going off FM, but back straight onto DAB until, yeah, so
we... 12:30.
Exactly, we're still here people, we are still here, but you do have to switch to DAB, so that means going to our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk, clicking on the link at the top, and you can stream us live on your mobile phone anywhere you like.
No więc właśnie, ale 603060606 ciągle jeszcze odbieramy wasze wiadomości pod tym numerem. So text us, people.
I love your gangster voice.
Tak, bardzo gangsta. Super gangsta.
You might fall.